Good morning. I'm Jake Hamilton.
I'm Kara Eichen.
I'm Taylor Hovey.
And I'm Brittany Kirsch. Thank you for joining us for the Bear Facts. Happy Halloween from everyone here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
Every fall sport at Garrigan is advancing in playoffs, which will make this coming week a very busy one for the Golden Bears. We'll start with cross country, where the Golden Bear boys will once again be running at state. Garrigan finished second out of 20 teams at the state qualifying meet last Thursday in Eagle Grove, which earned them a team appearance at the state meet in Fort Dodge next Saturday. Junior Tony Kolash led the team and also qualified for state individually, with a 5K time of just 16 minutes, 56 seconds. While the girls just missed making it to state, they also did well, finishing fifth place out of 15 teams in the meet.
The Golden Bear volleyball team began regional play last Tuesday with a tough match against North Iowa. It took five games, but the Bears came out on top. With the win, they advanced to take on Corwith Wesley Laverne. The Bears will host that match next Tuesday. A win that night would move them into the regional semifinals, which Garrigan will also host next Friday night.
The Golden Bear football team will also be playing at least one game in the state playoffs, and we're hoping they advance well beyond that. We had to record this show before last night's game at Lake Mills, but we're hoping that a win there guaranteed the Bears a home game next Wednesday in the playoff opener.
It's not just sports that are busy at Bishop Garrigan. Today is a big day for 10 members of the choir. They're at Storm Lake High School today auditioning for the All-State Music Festival. Bass singers Jake Hamilton and Nick Bronk, tenors Christian Matthews and Levi Capacious, altos Aaron Quinlan, Dorothy Kirsch, and Mariah Bronk, and sopranos Carolyn Baxter, Morgan Frieders, and Sophia Caduce will all be competing today to earn top honors in music. Jake Hamilton made the All-State Choir last year as a junior, and we're hoping others will join him in 2013.
At All-State auditions, singers perform difficult arrangements in groups. This year's music includes The Roof, Tambourines, Lightly Stepped a Yellow Star, Zadok the Priest, Let All the World and Every Corner Sing, Abendlied, Battle Hymn of the Republic, and America the Beautiful. Those who are selected will participate in the All-State Music Festival November 21st through 23rd in Ames.
Last Saturday, Garrigan had an extremely good showing in their home quiz bowl tournament. Three Golden Bear teams were among the top 16, and another Garrigan team just missed making playoffs. The Bears' top team, with Levi Bernhard, Jake Hamilton, Zach Kolash, Hannah Bernhard, and Tony Kolash, sailed through the preliminary rounds undefeated, scoring 325 points more than their nearest competitors.
The Bears won their first three playoff games to advance to the championship game. They led for most of the game, but had to settle for second after they chose a difficult lightning round and their opponents had an easier option. Luck is part of a quiz bowl, though, and we're proud of the Bears for taking second place overall.
A second Garrigan team featuring Kara Eichen, Taylor Hovey, Sean Hart, Kristen Condolian, and Sophia Caduce ended up in 12th place overall in the tournament, while the team of Taylor Illig, Devin Deegan, Dorothy Kirsch, and Joseph Espinoza finished 16th. Reese Wadley, Ben Vasky, Chris Loss, Zach Bolter, and Andrew Miller just missed making playoffs.
Next week, Garrigan students Morgan Muller and Vanessa Arndorfer will be in Louisville, Kentucky for the annual FFA Convention and Expo. This is one of the largest conventions held anywhere in America, with thousands of youth who are interested in agriculture. Both Morgan and Vanessa have served as officers in the Algona FFA, and they'll represent that club in Louisville.
The annual Garrigan Magazine Drive is coming soon. There was a delay in starting the drive this year because the company didn't deliver sales materials on time. Students should have them soon, though, and you can order all your favorite magazines, as well as books, music, and a wide range of gifts.
If you prefer to order online, we've got you covered. You can go to the bottom of the What's New page on the Garrigan website and go straight to the Great American Sales site. You can pay with a credit or debit card there, and you can choose exactly what student you want to earn credit for the sale. All purchases through the magazine drive help support the BGHS Student Council, which gives money to a wide range of student activities and service projects.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Lydia Redding. Here to tell you about her is Aaron Quinlan.
Lydia Redding is a Whittemore native whose biggest school activity is Christian Leadership in Action. She is also active in 4-H, where she serves on the County Council and the Fair Board. Lydia was honored last summer as the Palo Alto County Fair Queen. Her favorite classes include Spanish and business law, and she enjoys watching movies and golfing for fun. Lydia plans to attend Iowa Lakes and then transfer to Iowa State, and we wish her all the best in the future.
Thanks, Erin. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's All-State auditions today in Storm Lake. Tuesday, the volleyball team hosts Corwith Wesley Laverne in regional action, and Wednesday, the Bears should be hosting a football playoff game.
Next Thursday is Halloween, and Friday is the Feast of All Saints. Friday night will host the volleyball regional semifinals, and finally next Saturday, their state cross country at Fort Dodge.
That's the Bear Facts for October. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.